Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing Watson X Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with Watson X Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
When you have a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. This past weekend for Mother's Day, I'm treating my wife while grilling. I'm treating myself with a Miller Lite. Miller Lite, it just tastes right. Whether it's barbecue season or just celebrating a regular day with burgers and dogs, with a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered right to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick. Or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Somehow we limped to this Friday. Hour one, Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. Yes, it's a meat Friday, in case you're wondering. Pulled pork sandwiches, baked mac and cheese. Who's got it better than we do?
Nobody.
Come on in, stay a while. A lot of topics to dive into. Hockey coming up tonight. Hockey has the night to themselves. Lightning at the Avs game five. Not a pivotal game five. It could be a clinching game five. I thought game four was your pivotal game there. Thank you, Marv. Draft last night, a couple of surprises there. Big surprise when we left the show yesterday, about 15 minutes after we were done. We heard that Arch Manning, who's going to be a senior in high school coming up this fall, is committing to the University of Texas. Who would have thought? If you're Texas and Steve Sarkisian, you probably have to look at that tweet and go, wait, let me read that again. Arch Manning is going to come here, and I get to – let me look at that again. And, you know, would they have seven losses last year? They lost to Kansas, got embarrassed by Arkansas, had a 3-touchdown lead against Oklahoma. But they are sort of back. They just have to wait an extra year before they're back when they get Arch Manning. And then in a couple of years, they go into the SEC. This program is brought to you by the great folks at Discover. With prices soaring at the pump, Discover has your back with cash back. Use Discover to earn 5% cash back at the gas stations and Target now through June on up to $1,500 in purchases when you activate. Learn more, discover.com/rewards. Stat of the day, of course, brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards and NFTs of the Dan Patrick Show. Make sure you check out all the great t-shirts we have at danpatrick.com. Poll question, play of the day, stat of the day. Say hello to those watching on Peacock. Download the app. You can watch for free. We got a poll question, I think. Maybe a snarky poll question from Paulie. Say good morning to our radio affiliates as we inch closer to nearly 400 radio stations around America. So Arch Manning, one of the more sought-after recruits in recent memory. But yesterday, the wait for his decision finally came to an end. He's going to Texas. Used to be a pretty prestigious football program. It's still big time. As far as moneymaker goes, they make a lot of money. They don't have great results on the field, at least in the last decade or so. But they were able to get, and they've had five-star talent before, but now you get a quarterback. They got Quinn Ewers, who went to Ohio State, left high school early to go there, got a name, image, and likeness deal, maybe made $1 million, and then realized that he was not going to start at Ohio State, goes back to Texas. And he was the number one high school recruit a couple of years ago. He's there kind of holding down the fort. And then Arch Manning is going to be coming on campus. And Quinn Ewers will probably be on the move again. Texas hasn't won more than 10 games in a decade. Last year finished with a losing record. But Arch Manning, it's a great step. But you're going to need to have a little more than just one player to turn around a roster, because when you go into the SEC, it's nice to have a good quarterback. It's even better when you have a nice team. And you start to think about the recruitment of Arch Manning. And I'll take you back to information I got from my source. This is, I don't know, a year ago. And I said, do you have a list for Arch Manning? And my source, I think at the time, I'd have to go back and look, but Texas was on it, Alabama was on it, and I think Georgia. Those were the three schools. This is a big win for Texas. And yes, name, image, and likeness, we can say, well, the Mannings have money. Did that play a factor here? I think once you get there, I don't think he needs it, which is easy for me to say, but he might go, no, I'm going to cash in here, name, image, and likeness. Why wouldn't I? Everybody else does. Why wouldn't I? But this one feels like, okay, you got him. You know, Texas A&M had the, you know, number one recruiting class, and, you know, Jimbo Fisher and all the great things that they did. Alabama trying to counter that, and they whiffed on him as well. Georgia, how about Ole Miss? Ole Miss put Manning in big letters in the end zone when he went down there for a visit. And they whiffed on him with Lane Kiffin. And, of course, Eli went there. Tennessee, I don't know if they were ever in the mix there. But it felt like Arch Manning had his list narrowed down for about a year now and stayed pretty true to that. And eventually, he's going to Texas. All right. 877-3DP-SHOW. Email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle @DPShow. Snarky poll question, Paulie?
I got a couple snarky ones. Which college football team, college football program had a better offseason? Texas A&M.
Ooh.
Texas A&M had a good offseason.
Yeah.
And a decent season as
well.
Texas, though, it's like, there's a parade going on down there in Austin.
A&M tugged on Superman's cape.
Yep.
You know?
They got a W, an offseason W.
Yeah, they did. Well, let's see what happens in October when they play in Tuscaloosa against Alabama. That W. A&M had a good offseason. I mean, this is big for Texas, but a lot can happen. You know, Texas got to make sure that they hold on to Arch Manning. Like, this is a long time before he's going to play. He got, what, 14, 15 months before he plays a football game there. I'd say Texas A&M had a pretty good offseason. Yes, Marv?
So when Arch gets there, what's the expectations? Will they just be happy with a college football playoff appearance? Look, they're not good enough to...
Well, let's start there. How about we get a winning season?
Come on, relax.
And then we get a bowl game. And then maybe by his sophomore, junior year, you're playing for a national championship. That should be the goal for Texas. Texas used to be one of the standard bearers. They always had great teams. But that's been a long time. And Steve Sarkisian, we know that he's bounced around. He got fired from USC. He got rehabbed at Alabama with Nick Saban. He got the Texas job. It didn't go well to start. And that's your lifeline right there. Because now it feels like, if you were thinking of changing your head coach, if Steve Sarkisian had another losing record this year, you know, are you going to say, hey, we're not going to let you coach this guy who you helped recruit to Texas? Yeah, Paulie?
I have one more poll question. This is kind of snarky based off expectations. Right. Would you rather have the number one pick of the 2023 draft or pass on and have the number one pick of the 2026 draft? And my saying is, I don't know if there's ever been a high school athlete with more pressure on them to match what their family has done. Both the uncles went number one in the draft. Mm. And anything less than a first-round draft pick would be a colossal disappointment in public perception, the casual sports fan.
I'm going to say Arch Manning is not the number one draft pick overall in 2027.
I'll take it for pies. Okay. I think it's a 2026
draft. 26 draft. Oh, okay. Okay. All right. 2020. So even if we're not still doing this, we'll still do this. I'll meet up with you, Paulie, somewhere.
Yeah, and drive up to Vermont. I'll have the pies ready.
Yeah, and I'll just smash you in the face. Here's for Arch Manning, and then smash you in the face. All right. What other poll question are we looking at today? Seton, you got anything?
Yeah. Yeah, Dan, I always do. Oh. How about yesterday's big winner? Okay. We could do the Detroit Pistons, Houston Rockets. All they seem to be runaway winners of the draft. You could say the Texas Longhorns. How about Aaron Judge? Dude's absolutely killing it. Another game-winning single on the eve of arbitration to figure out what his salary is going to be for the next.
I know.
Okay.
Arbitration continues today.
Yeah.
You know what? If I'm him or his agent, I just walk in and just run the highlights. Just say, I don't have anything to say. Roll the highlights.
Let's go to the videotape.
What else do you have?
We've got here, the New York Knicks are playing chess or checkers?
Or hopscotch?
They might be playing Parcheesi for all I know. I don't know exactly. Okay, Doug Gottlieb was on yesterday, and I respect Doug's opinion, college basketball. He said this is one of the best drafts that he can remember since he's been doing this. Now, that's not big-name players, because there are a couple of big-name players, or the potential, but depth. It feels like everybody, like the NFL draft, what was that last year? And I said, from a scout, said, everybody gets a wide receiver. Everybody can get a wide receiver. There's so many wide receivers. And if your team didn't, then you're like, wait, why didn't we get one? This one felt like, okay, the Knicks with the 11th pick is sort of no man's land. And then all of a sudden they trade the 11, and then they trade the 13. They got nothing in one of the deepest drafts. Now, it might work, but this is one of those where you go, who did you get? If you're a fan, if I say to you, Christmas Day, you can open up your gifts or three presents in a month. Well, you want to open up the gifts right now. You don't want to go, let me wait a month from now and then open them up. Maybe the Knicks got it right. But when you say, hey, who did the Knicks draft in 2022? Hope. Wait, what's his first name? No, it's just Hope. They drafted Hope. I know they wanted Jaden Ivey, but that wasn't going to happen. And then it felt like, what's plan B? I don't know. You got a plan C or D? E? We're drafting Hope. Yeah, Paul.
I'm looking back at the past 15 Knicks drafts, and there's not a star to be had that they kept. You know, Obi Toppin, R.J. Barrett's working out pretty well for them.
He is.
Working out. He appears to be a quality NBA player.
Yeah.
Risk-free. Yeah. Kevin Knox, nope. Frank Nicolina, nope. Kristaps Porzingis was good for a bit, and they dumped him. Tim Hardaway, eh. Amon Shumpert, okay. You know, Jordan Hill, I can go on and on. Danilo Gallinari was good for somebody else.
Yeah.
You can go on for 20 drafts, and all the players they drafted, if they were good, they were good for somebody else.
It's the Knicks, and it's not a destination. When's the last time they got a big-time free agent who wanted to go there? I mean, Durant didn't even consider. And the fact that Durant said it publicly. I wasn't going to go to the Knicks. Like, the Knicks are for your dad. You know, it's like, doesn't mean anything to me. You know, if you're a player under the age of 30, 35, you're like, that doesn't mean anything to me.
They're the New Balance of basketball teams?
Wow. Well, Kawhi wears New Balance, though.
Point proven.
Yes. Yes.
But it's gotten to the point where if you hear a player is associated with or rumored to go to the Knicks, you automatically take them down a few pegs to be like, they're not very good then.
Well, Kyrie, I guess, has six teams on his list. And I don't know how many of those six teams want Kyrie. Because I was wondering about this analogy. Let's say I was getting a divorce from my wife. And then I said, I got six women I'd like to date. Kate Beckinsale. Jennifer Aniston. I'm just throwing out some names. They have to be interested in me. You know, if somebody goes, hey, Dan Patrick getting a divorce. He had you on his list. I don't think so. Now, you were in a movie with him. Oh, that guy, the sports guy. No, not interested. Yes, he.
So you think the Knicks would be as interested in Kyrie Irving as Jennifer Aniston would be in dating you?
Well, no, they're the Knicks. The Knicks, I don't rule out with anything. They would probably say, we'll take Kyrie. Wait, somebody wants to play? They want to play here? But it felt like, hey, here's my wish list. I'm just going to put these names. If I'm traded, these are the teams. I just want to know, are the Heat interested? The Clippers? Is LeBron truly, like, if you're LeBron, are you that desperate that, okay, maybe I can win one more championship? Because the other thing that Brian Windhorst has pointed out, what if LeBron in a year walks? What if he leaves so he can play wherever his son is drafted or signed? It's a real possibility. Would I go, all right, we can trade for Kyrie? Kevin Durant thought that, okay, this is going to work out. And maybe this is just a negotiating ploy. Maybe. But now what happens if KD, who has 4 years on his contract, goes, I don't want to stay here. All right, well, we'll trade you. You can't do anything about it. Here's, you know, your four-year contract is going with you. With Kyrie, you can never say never with Kyrie. And as it was pointed out to me, if he would go to the Lakers and only take $6 million, he would probably look at that as, according to a source, they gave me everything that they had available. They gave me the $6 million. So the principle of it, I know it sounds crazy, but Kyrie's crazy. That the Nets didn't give me the max. They're not all in. He passed on, what, $16 million so he didn't have to get vaccinated. So you can't say, well, Kyrie would never do that, or Kyrie would do that. You can't say that. But I'll bring back what Brian Windhorst of the Mothership said about Kyrie's relationship with the Clippers head coach, Ty Lue, that I found interesting because the Clippers are on the list. Dallas is on the list. I brought up Dallas just because I had a source say, I wouldn't rule out Dallas if they lose Jalen Brunson and you got Kyrie there in Dallas. So there's a lot of different scenarios, a lot of moving parts there. Phone calls always welcome, 877-3DP-SHELL. We'll take a break. Also, I have some information on Deshaun Watson as Deshaun and the NFL Players Association move forward. I'll have that for you coming up as well. Take a break back after this in the Dan Patrick Show. Stifel Financial Advisors are here to help you. And you might go, well, I don't need help. Yeah, you do, because we all have different ideas about success and we achieve it at different times in different ways. Let's say you're thinking about changing jobs or retirement. You got to think about your investment portfolios, retirement accounts, and it's a big deal and you can't afford to make a mistake. That's where Stifel is going to help you. They've been doing it for over 130 years. That's a track record. They have been helping clients like you create personalized retirement plans, understand the many options for claiming Social Security, and implement an investment portfolio designed around your needs. That's just the start. As a client, you have access to Stifel's award-winning equity research and investment strategy views, enabling you to make informed decisions regarding your hard-earned wealth. Invest in your success. Find a Stifel advisor, a financial advisor at Stifel.com, S-T-I-F-E-L, Stifel.com, Stifel Nicholas & Company, Incorporated, member SIPC and NYSE. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
The original light beer, 1975. Miller Lite.
Yeah, the original.
Yeah, 1975. Perfect companion for us grill masters across the United States. This past weekend, even Mother's Day, I'm treating myself while I'm treating my wife for Mother's Day. Out there cooking, and I've got my Miller Lite, my friend, right there with me. Miller Lite keeps it simple. Undebatable quality. You can't debate it.
I would try it.
No, you can't. Taste as great as the barbecue you're making. The beer that strips away everything you don't need and holds on to what matters most. It tastes like a beer. less filling. Only 96 calories. With a Miller Lite in hand, grilling doesn't just taste great. It tastes like Miller time. To get Miller Lite delivered to your door, visit MillerLite.com/Patrick, or you can find it pretty much anywhere that sells great beer. Celebrate responsibly. Miller Brewing Company, Milwaukee, Wisconsin. 96 calories per 12 ounces.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code, a lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Raise your hand if your team hasn't been mentioned with Kyrie Irving. Feels like we're trying to create scenarios here for Kyrie, and then what happens after that? Brian Windhorst was with us earlier this week, the ESPN NBA insider. And my question is included with his answer. This was Tuesday's show with Brian Windhorst. As soon as somebody could be available, the Knicks and Lakers are always mentioned because you're going to get clicks. Whether it could actually happen, like the Clippers would probably have a better chance of getting Kyrie than the Lakers would. Is that fair?
Yeah, I think so. The big question there is Tyronn Lue, who was a huge supporter of Kyrie. It's so funny, Dan, all these connections come back around again because you're like, well, wait, maybe Durant could play with Westbrook again and LeBron could play with Kyrie again. And then Ty Lue, Ty and Kyrie ended on horrible terms. I would even argue that Ty and Kyrie ended on worse terms than LeBron and Kyrie. When you get right down some of the stuff that was said, but I also know that Ty Lue would get past it.
Yeah, there's just a lot of things to consider. The money. What do the Nets get in return if there's a sign and trade? You're getting a headache.
you're signing up for it.
You are. You know you're going to get it. You just don't know when. It's like a hangover. It's like, I don't know if it's going to be this morning. It's going to be, but you are choosing. You can't go, man, I got a hangover here. Yeah, it's called Kyrie. I got a Kyrie. He can play, but at some point, it's diminishing returns. And you can't trust him. When he went to Boston, remember when he said, hey, if you'll have me, I'm gonna re-sign here. How'd that work out? Hey, go to the Nets. Hey, KD, come on in. We're going to win championships. I don't know if we're going to win championships. You know what? I may want to get out of here. I don't know what their relationship's like, but it feels like KD is going to the mat for Kyrie. Feels like KD's saying, hey, if he leaves, then, you know, I might look at a trade as well. So now if you're management, you go, all right, do we have to give this guy the max to make sure we keep KD happy? It feels like there's a leverage play, a couple of these leverage plays. Yes, Marv?
My pie in the face offer still stands. If he goes to any other team, I'm taking it. This is all for naught. Because I thought Kyrie was also the head coach, and him and KD were working as GMs. So they're just staying there.
Did anybody accept that bet? That if Kyrie goes, Marv takes a pie to the face. Is that right? Okay.
Correct.
Yeah, Paul.
I don't know if the Nets could let this happen because they gave up so much to get Harden that didn't work out.
You know.
They need one title out of this. One title clears up all mistakes.
Did you see where Philadelphia's on the list?
That'd be awesome. That would be awesome.
How about this? Yeah, we'll take Kyrie. We want to send you James Harden again.
Yeah. Call him like 2 in the morning when they just woke up.
Yeah.
Maybe Kyrie put that in just to mess with James Harden.
I have no idea. But it just feels like that story is going to stay for another, what, 6 days? 7 days? And maybe it's he just stays and he gets, you know, I think from what the reporting looks like, it's 3 years they'd like to give him. He wants the max. But KD's role in this as they move forward, just a lot of moving parts. And then these other teams, well, the other teams can't say that they're interested. I mean, they can third party, and that's what's happened. You know, I'm hearing the Heat. And why is it the Heat have a culture and nobody else has a culture? It's always the Heat. They've got a culture there. Is it the Pat Riley culture here? LeBron got tired of the Heat culture. But I they're the only team that has a culture, apparently. Yes, Paul.
There's a tough situation here. There's some tough situations at the draft. That Heat took a guy named Nikola Jovic.
Yeah.
Not Jokic.
Yeah.
And I think it's Jovic.
Yeah.
It's so close. So if he ends up being a star, we got a problem on our hands.
Okay, what's his nickname? If there's the Joker, is he like the Joker?
Right.
Like the Jover.
The
Nikola Jovic. Jovic. Yeah.
Jovic.
Jocher.
He can go by Nick Jovic and help everybody out. Just cut it down to Nick.
Yeah. Because that's going to be confusing. Do you see where Jovic only had 4 points last night? What? The MVP? No. It's another guy. All right, 877-3DP-SHOW, email address dp@danpatrick.com. Twitter handle at DP Show. I'll have some information on Deshaun Watson that I was privy to last night from a source, and spoke to my source again this morning on that. Jeff in Detroit joins us to lead us off. Hey, Jeff, what's on your mind?
What up, though? Happy New Friday to everybody. I have a few questions. My first question, Dan, is this. Not too serious. You were talking about if the Senators wanted you to help out with the goods situation with Roger Goodell. My question is, what would be your one question? And more so, I have a poll question for you guys. Definitely want to hear Paulie's answer on this.
I got a bad phone connection there from you, Jeff. Got a bad phone connection. My one question for the commissioner, have you or will you initiate a conversation with the fellow owners to get Daniel Snyder out? Tell me the commissioner, explain the upside of keeping Daniel Snyder as the Washington Commanders owner.
And while I've got you here, can you explain Deflategate?
speaking of the commissioner, let me get my notes here on Deshaun Watson. Talked to a source last night. And the source is involved in the conversation here. And I said, is it fair to say that the punishment starts at a 1-year suspension for Deshaun Watson? And I was told yes. That's where the negotiations start. Now, it could be more and it could be less. But they're also saying, you know, this is a new process that the commissioner doesn't hear this. He hears the appeal. There's no precedent here. They want to bring up that my source said the NFL Players Association will bring up Daniel Snyder, will bring up Robert Kraft, and will bring up Ben Roethlisberger. That's going to be part of, from what my source said, the NFL Players Association, their approach will be to bring up these cases in as far as discipline. Also, my source said you got to, and also therapy would be, that would be part of this. You would get a 1-year suspension and be required to go into therapy for this, from what I'm told. Now, the other part of this is the Texans, according to my source, were enablers. To what degree that is something that's been unreported or hasn't been reported very much at all. You let him use a facility, and really what changed, you know, did the Texans provide a safe place for him? Then the pandemic hit. Well, then that's when Deshaun Watson went on Instagram looking for these massage therapists, or at least that was their title. But the Texans' role in all of this, because how did they feel when Deshaun Watson decided that he didn't want to play there anymore, that you're helping him and then he doesn't want to play there anymore? And that's been unreported, or there's been very little reporting done on the Texans' role in this. And does the commissioner go after the Texans for their role in this? But I was told that it's starting at a year. This is what the NFL is concerned about. Let's say you give him 12 games, and then there's more accusers that come forward. Then you have they don't want to be – they're worried this is going to drag on, and that's why I think that there was pressure to settle, but you couldn't settle the other four. And I said to my source, if you said a player, any player, has four civil lawsuits, he's facing four civil lawsuits for sexual assault or sexual misconduct, that'd be a big deal. We feel like, hey, settled 20 of them. Okay. And here's the other thing my source said. If Deshaun Watson had settled these from the start, he doesn't think Deshaun Watson gets disciplined. Deshaun's, you know, attorney, Rusty Harden, wanted to fight this, keep his name in the news. And
I think he nailed that one.
That's why they are where they are. But you start with a year, and then it's a sliding scale one way or another here. But that's what my source said last night, and then I reconfirmed this morning because I wanted to make sure I got the language correct with all of this. Yes, Eaton.
So settling right away rather than fighting it looks less guilty?
Well, he thought that this just goes, we move on. It is terrible in the moment, but we move on. Because we move on from everything, it feels like. I mean, we moved on from Ben Roethlisberger.
Well, it still mentioned his name right now.
Well, they got to use that. They got to use that to say, well, you only, you know, you gave him six games and went down to four and what he was accused of. Robert Kraft, what happened to him? Also, you know, the owners and front office people, according to my source, they're supposed to be held to a higher standard. Well, Daniel Snyder, he didn't get suspended a year.
I don't know that Robert Kraft did the same thing either, though.
No, but he also is an owner who's involved in this. What kind of discipline did he really, you know, do you fine him? Like, these guys don't, they're not held to a higher standard. At least this is what the argument that they think is going to happen. Yeah. I don't have the answers to this. I'm just going by what I was told, that they're going to use these other cases to say, all right, can you get him down for a year? My source said, look, the NFL Players Association, they have to defend Deshaun Watson just from the standpoint of, we defend every client, or they're going to defend every client. And my source said, you know, we don't know what they're going to bring up. We assume that they're going to bring up these other cases here because there's no precedent here. Yes. Yeah, Paul.
The Patriots owner, Robert Kraft, was charged with prostitution or contributing to prostitution, and those charges were dropped.
Yeah.
But he was charged with Sean Watson had yet to be charged.
Yeah. There's a lot going on with this. There will continue to be. The fact that you have four that may not settle, and then what happens after that. But the discipline and the fact the longer this goes, it feels like the NFL is going to hold firm to that. You're going to sit down for the entire year. Can't touch his money. Can't touch his signing bonus. He's only getting a little more than $1 million this year to play. But, yeah, that's sort of where we are right now. Yeah, Todd.
I don't see any scenario. I kind of agree with Seton. Quickly settling looks absolutely horrible, and I'm not so sure that would go away so fast, certainly not from an image standpoint, maybe in the what the suspension is or being able to get back on the football field. But well, if you quickly do that?
It's not the right move in the moment from this, you know, where you go, oh, my gosh, we're going to never let this go. If I would have said to you, hey, a year later, how much are we talking about Deshaun Watson? You probably aren't. I mean, that's the reality of this. You might say, I'm going to always hold that against him. And you might, but my source said he believes if Deshaun Watson had settled immediately, he might not have been disciplined. This is crazy. Yeah, Paul.
The tough part about the NFL and settling and not settling in most lines of work, like the NFL can punish you when there's no charges against you,
yeah.
When the grand jury doesn't indict you. And that doesn't matter to the NFL. They can levy their own type of punishment, and they're their own appeals court. So you're really, you know, it's a really weird thing. You're playing the legal game, but then you're playing the NFL's game, which is totally separate.
And you have, you know, so the new collective bargaining agreement, you have, you know, a judge who's going to hear this. If there is an appeal, Roger Goodell hears the appeal. He doesn't have final say now, but he could have final say in all of this. All right, we'll take a break here. Got our play of the day coming up, your phone calls as well. We're back after this Dan Patrick Show. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hey, I'm Doug Gottlieb. The podcast is called All Ball. We usually talk all basketball all the time, but it's more about the stories about what made these people love their sport and all the interesting interactions along the way. We talk to coaches. We talk to players. We tell you stories. You download it. You listen to it. I think you'll like it. Listen to All Ball with Doug Gottlieb on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret. Like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables. Ooh, yum. And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
What if AI could help your business deliver mission-critical outcomes with speed? With IBM Consulting, your business can design, build, and scale trusted AI using Watson X and modernize the way you work to accelerate real impact. Let's create AI that transforms your business. Learn more at ibm.com/consulting. IBM. Let's create.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my God.
The play. The play's called play. Of the day.
Runner left side, got it!
I'm gonna play it and play it.
This is the play of the day.
Check this out.
And the 3-0. Line hard, deep to left field. Base hit. Trevino rounds third. He's coming home. Trevino scores. Ball game over. Yankees win. The Yankees win.
That's courtesy of WFAN, the Yankees Radio Network. Aaron Judge, two of the Yankees' league-leading 9 walk-off hits this season. That's your play of the day. Brought to you by Sincoro Tequila. I was sipping some last night, had a cigar, sitting there by myself, watching the draft. Delicious, ultra-smooth, naturally rich tequila. Best enjoyed neat. I had it on the rocks last night. A slice of orange. Also, you can put it in your favorite tequila cocktails. Perfect toast to life, well played. Drink responsibly, of course. It's imported by Sincoro Spirits Group, LLC, Miami, Florida. Let's lighten the mood a little bit here. They introduced the families last night at the draft. So mom and dad and sisters and brothers in some cases. And then next thing you know, I noticed a couple of different moms. That, I don't know what kind of player Christian Braun is, but I hope he stays in the league a long time. His mom, I think a former college basketball player.
Lottery pick.
Yes, she is. And he's going to the Nuggets, and I hope he has a very prosperous career. Yes, yes, boy.
I noticed a lot of the moms took this opportunity to, you know, dress up, you know, get a new dress, you know, draft night, big city.
Yeah.
It's great. I was calling it the NBA draft.
Hey.
But you know what?
Well, but, you know, Luka's mom is still, that's number one overall. Doncic? Yeah, Luka Doncic.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Remember his mom?
I'm still in the...
Oh, no, no, no. You can't forget her.
I got to Google that
like
again.
Luka's had a good career. She's had a better career. Like, Luka's mom?
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm more of a Christian Braun type.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
High motor.
Okay.
You know?
I know. That's another thing.
On upside?
When they said, okay, what are his strengths? High motor. And I went, oh, God. I didn't even have to know if he was white or not. It was like, hi, motor.
He actually tries higher than other players.
I know. Hi, motor. How are you? Yes, Marv.
Why'd he do that to you guys?
I don't know.
He's a first-round draft pick.
I know.
And he's high. There was nobody else. Hey, Jalen Duren or Jalen Williams or the other Jalen Williams?
Yeah.
I didn't see
high motor. No. I would think Jaden Ivey, after watching him play, has a high motor. I'm guessing he has a high motor. Yes.
Speaking of great mothers.
Oh, yeah. I wish she was my mom.
Really?
Yeah. College coach, Notre Dame, assistant coach with Memphis, worked with Ja Morant. Jaden Ivey reminds me of a little bit bigger Ja Morant. Yeah, Paul.
If you type Jaden Ivey into a search engine, the first thing that doesn't come up is Iowa or basketball. It's mom. It's the next word that follows it. It fills it in for you.
Yeah. Yeah, like just part of the pomp and circumstance, the fanfare with the draft last night. And then, you know, the suits. I always wonder, what's the suit they passed on? When you see some of these things, like Paolo Banchero.
Is that the pronunciation?
It is for me. He had everything but a raspberry.
Paolo
Banchero. It's like Luka Doncic. Paolo Banchero. He had a purple suit on. He just needed the raspberry beret. He said he wore the color because everyone gave his parents some grief for him not going to the University of Washington. And this was his way of saying that he was sorry. So he wore the Prince suit, the purple, and nice look. There were a couple of them where I go, man, I don't know. I don't know. You know, if you're 18, 19, 20 years of age, your first suit or one of your first suits, or you get to buy your first suit and then that's what you get. There's some styling going on there. Yeah, Marv.
The jewelry. I mean, that just screams, I'm rich now, everybody. Look at this isn't fake now.
Well, Chet Holmgren had dice and then there was a 3 and a 4. So that totals to 7. And then his number is 34.
His jewelry doubled his weight. I thought his back was going to break. I thought he was going to collapse under the weight of the jewelry. He looks like a ladder unfolding when he walked up on the stage.
I always bet on myself.
Yeah. But he did look like the original McLovin, like a 7-foot version of the original McLovin. Yeah. If you look at Christopher Mintz Plasse, pull up his picture. You give me a 7-foot version of the original. What was the movie? Superbad? Yeah, Superbad. Yeah. That he struck me as the original McLovin in there. Yeah, Paul.
I thought Chet Holmgren was the DJ for the draft when I saw him on the stage. All blacked out, you know, suit.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, it's nice. Got that first money coming in. Nice.
Went right out just as fast.
Yes, it did. Yeah, I know. I got all this money.
Some people are saying we're sleeping on Dyson Daniels' mom.
No, I was going to bring her up.
Oh, okay.
I didn't want to seem creepy.
As a journalist, I didn't want to let it go by.
I agree. There were a couple of top picks last night. We do cover the story. Top to bottom. Wait, what?
It's good TV.
Yeah,
man.
It is. It was. Thank you, Todd.
You think I care who the Nuggets get in the draft?
Yeah. Yeah. Whew. Got a pair of Nuggets. Rocky Mountain.
There you go.
Here we go. Fritzy is laying out, not contributing
really
in this segment.
I know better. Okay. When I say it, I'm the creepy guy. I'm not gonna fall into that trap.
Matt in L.A. Hi, Matt. What's on your mind today?
Good morning, Dan and Danette. So I have a question for you. So last August, I remember you telling a story of your exit from the mothership and how you had, I believe it was Fritzy or C, and I forget who it was, that you said, collect as many interviews as you can before we get out of here.
Yeah.
And I was wondering, would you ever consider a movie, like a comedic movie made about you and your exit from the mothership and making the DP show? And if so, I have 3 working titles for you.
Okay. All right. So if there was a movie based on my life, Matt has 3 potential movie titles. Okay, Matt.
So we got Operation Exit Stage Right. We have the mothership heist. And then we have Act Natural. And this is all based on the exit from the mothership until you created the DP show.
All right. Well, thank you, Matt. I've been offered many times money to write a book, which I won't do. I did one with Keith Olbermann, but that was more on sports casting and athletes. And I have no interest in writing a book about my time at ESPN or leaving or any of that stuff. Movie? No. I think there was somebody saying they were going to do a movie based off Skip Bayless. You know, good luck with that. But no, I don't think anybody's interested in a movie based on my life. Yes, Marv. Remember when there was going to be ESPN the movie?
Yeah. Miller, the author.
Yeah, Andrew Miller.
Andrew Miller.
I don't know whatever happened to that. He was writing the script and there was going to be ESPN the movie. That was like 5 or 6 years ago.
I remember it got so far down the road, there was websites that said like Jason Bateman was going to be playing the role of you, that it was one of the names thrown around.
Yeah. I don't know anything about it.
I could see that, Jason Bateman. That's a good one.
Imagine if he passed on Ozark to do the ESPN movie.
Just a dream role. I've always wanted to play Dan Patrick.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Marv.
That's what I was going to ask. Who would you want to play you? And who should play us? I put myself in it.
Oh, okay. I got Wesley Snipes for you.
How old am I?
Well, you're 39, but Wesley can play younger.
Hey, Kevin Hart.
Yeah, do you want Kevin Hart?
We have the same size hands.
Okay, Fritzy. Oh, I think he's got bigger hands. Fritzy's working on a Kevin Hart impersonation. I came in, first thing that happens this morning, I come in, Fritzy goes, tell me who I'm imitating. And then he goes,
so I went into the supermarket. I was buying stuff. I bought some stuff. Went home. Went home. Bags. I had groceries in the bags, but I didn't know what to do with the bags. After the bags, I didn't know what to do with them. So I tried to bring them back. Should I recycle them? Should I throw them out? I don't know what to do. But I talk really fast. People think I'm funny.
And I said, "You're Kevin Hart." And he goes, "Yeah." Like you were really proud, and Seton didn't pick up on it.
I thought he was being Ross Perot.
Yeah, no.
Can't finish. Can't finish.
Yeah, it does have a sprinkle of Ross Perot.
Yeah.
I didn't get Kevin Hart at all.
I did. A little bit. So maybe Kevin Hart plays you? You okay with that?
All right, I'm in.
Paulie, Jason Statham.
Oh, I wish.
Fritzy,
The Rocky guy. I know. I got the whole Paulie. Somehow you work.
No, he can't do it. Who's the former Yankee? Nick Swisher.
Nick Swisher. Yeah.
Seton, who's playing you?
Probably Patton Oswalt. That's who I always get.
James Corden.
Yeah.
James Corden. One more item. We close out hour one. Simply Safe Home Security. We talk about defense all the time in sports. Good defense wins championships. Good defense keeps your family safe, your home safe. That's why we love Simply Safe Home Security, offering comprehensive protection not only against intruders, burglary, but also against home hazards from flooding and fires. 24/7 professional monitoring. Simply Safe's agents take the action once there's a threat that's detected, dispatching police and first responders in an emergency, even if you're not at home. Now, monitoring plans are affordable, priced at about $1 a day. No long-term contracts, no hidden fees, because feeling safe at home shouldn't break the bank. They're with you every step of the way. They don't lock you in like a lot of these other security companies do. Customize the perfect system for your home in just a couple of minutes at simplysafedan.com. And if you go today, claim a free indoor security camera plus 20% off with interactive monitoring. simplysafedan.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.